You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. With India requiring massive investments in infrastructure and green transition in the coming years, and domestic financing structures making slow headway, the centre is set to make a renewed effort to tie up global patient funds for such projects. Close on the heels of an agreement among UK-India Infrastructure Financing Bridge, the City of London Corporation and Niti Aayog signed on September 11, discussions are being held with Saudi Arabian and Australian authorities to seek active exposure of the sovereign wealth, pension and insurance funds to Indian projects, an official source said. Concerns among such potential large investors about the Indian concession agreements would be addressed, he said. Meanwhile, as toll collections remain buoyant, the government has so far transferred ₹15,605 crore to the National Highways Authority of India as part of its share of user revenue. This is 75% of the amount the agency was estimated to get during the whole of the current financial year. For FY24, the NHAI's share from toll collections is expected to be ₹20,807 crore, as against the revised estimates of ₹18,005 crore in FY23. The increase in collections has enabled transfer of 3/4 of the projected toll share for the full financial year in the first 5 months of the fiscal year, and for the full year, National Highways Authority of India may end up getting more than what was estimated in the budget, official sources said. Moving on, with US investors going slow on the 700 million square feet Indian property market, Singaporean investors and property developers have stepped in to take advantage of the lower competition and a spate of good deals. Ballpark estimates based on their announcements show that they are looking to invest about $8 billion, that is ₹66,400 crore in Indian properties. While Singaporean sovereign fund GIC is doing big deals in office properties, other investors such as Capitaland, Keppel Corporation's real estate arm Keppel Land and Mapletree are launching new funds and developing new properties. Over to economy. The government has initiated a series of consultations with stakeholders to enhance use of technologies in generating crop yield estimation just after sowing season. This comes after concerns were raised over the quality of production estimates released by the Agriculture Ministry. Through use of artificial intelligence-based technologies and satellite imaging, the ministry will be focusing on generating real-time crop output estimates, which would help the government assess the supply situation, especially for cereals, pulses and oil seeds in advance. Through application of technologies, the Agriculture Ministry is aiming to achieve timely assessment of crop yield data and resultant quicker claim settlement under the revamped Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. Sources told FE discussions will be held which would help the government prepare for contingencies. In some more economy news, the Union Agriculture Ministry has urged the state governments to relax norms, including allowing traders from outside their states to buy and sell commodities without bank guarantee, provisioning of unified license for seamless statewide trade access and procurement at farm gate. An Agriculture Ministry official told FE the traders are not inclined to block the sum of money as bank guarantee as per the current practice prior to actual sales. The ministry has also urged states to adopt best practices such unified license for seamless statewide trade, declaring warehouses, silos and cold storages as sub-market yards and generating auto gate pass using app for transportation of commodities by traders to outside. The government's Trade Defence Arm Directorate General of Trade Remedies has begun an investigation into the dumping of 4 commonly used domestic hardware items from China. A swarmotor investigation has been launched against dumping of telescopic channel drawers, unframed glass mirrors and fasteners, 3 separate notifications of the DGTR said. A probe also has been initiated on a complaint by a local manufacturer against dumping of vacuum-insulated flasks and other utensils of stainless steel. In July, the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade had issued QCOs on portable water bottles. Usually, anti-dumping investigations are initiated based on an application filed by domestic industry. However, here, the Director General of Trade Remedies has undertaken the investigation on its own initiative. Lastly, let's talk about the stocks you need to watch out today. Bank of Baroda has seen strong buying traction in the last couple of trading sessions and clocked new highs on the price chart. The recent developments have been backed by good volumes, which led the counter to comfortably hover above all its major exponential moving averages and all-time frames. Granules India has seen a V-shaped recovery in the recent period and has firmly been able to withhold the higher grounds. Also, the stock has witnessed a buoyant up move on the back of robust volumes, signifying inherent strength. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.